This is DJ Frederick, curator of the Shortwave Music Library. When I'm not traveling the high frequencies, imagining radio stations with Pete and Justin, I'm digging through our music collection to create mixes for your listening enjoyment. You're welcome to browse the card catalog, and library cards are always available to shortwave listeners. Just turn your radio on. We're coming to you on 93.95 kHz via WRMI. Let's open up the Shortwave Music Library with a request for Alec. This is Bobby Darin.
Ballads are being sung, but not for me. Church bells are being rung, but not for me. I am without love, but I don't doubt love can be warm and tender for some, but not for me. Poems are being read, but not for me. Prayers are being said, but not for me. I've never known love or been shown love, you see. And maybe there is such a thing, but not for me. So let all of your singers sing, but not for me. And let all of your church bells ring, but not for me. And if tomorrow all your sorrow should be just like mine, then you cry, but not for me. No, not for me. Never for me.
Maston with LeClaire and Do You Feel It Working from the Souvenir LP. Before that, the Afro Blues Quintet Plus One with Liberation. And we started that set off with the Soulful Strings and Groovin'. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. You're invited to send in musical requests for the Shortwave Music Library for future broadcasts. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. When we think of a bird to represent peace, many of us think of doves. They're bright and cute and mellow. But recently, I was talking with my friend Deja Perkins, an urban ecologist, about the mental health benefits of birding and spending time in nature. And I wanted to know, for her, what bird best represents inner peace and peace of mind?
Ooh, that's a really tough question. If I think about a bird that represents like peace and brings me to a happy place every single time, it would definitely be the wood thrush. That melodic flute, it just like I can close my eyes and listen to that song and it will transport me to like some magical place. That sound gets me to stop every single time. No matter what I'm doing, I will stop and listen to the wood thrush.
Deja can teach you all about how time in nature can be good for your mental and physical well-being on our podcast, Bring Birds Back. Find it in your favorite podcast app or on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Tanaji Hamilton.
The iMark 4 with Ray-Ban. Before that, we heard Marrow of the Mind with Naples Deli. And we started off with the Ikeby Shakedown and Adonai. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WRMI Radio Miami International. Yes, I'm coming to you from our newly renovated, retrovated record vault somewhere along the 45th parallel. It's something different for your airwaves. We're digging in the crates and sending sounds out through the ionosphere where music connects us all. And you are invited to send in musical requests for future broadcasts. Email me at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. All right, let's shift gears a little bit. Here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry. What have you got to lose?
Tuesday morning. Please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is? Listen to me, baby. It's my heart.
Do do do. once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Laura Driscoll from Boulder, Colorado writes, Dear Dr. Science, how come there's no light that goes on in the freezer?
There is, but it's too cold to see it. You see, light slows down as it gets colder, stopping altogether at the freezing point, leading to a condition science calls darkness. The converse is also true. The hotter it is, the faster light goes. This is why it's so hot on bright, sunny days. You can see this freezer light if you wish. Simply unplug your refrigerator and wait 3 hours. I recommend passing that time by reading Principia Mathematica by Sir Isaac Newton. The hours will whiz by. Then put on your sunglasses and open your freezer. You'll be deluged by a torrent of melted ice, and your TV dinners will be a mess of soggy cardboard and tepid cranberry sauce. But I guarantee that freezer will be as bright as a new penny. Take my word for it. I'm a scientist.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women blow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Emile Richards from a 7-inch 45 on the Uni label. That's the theme from the Sand Pebbles. Before that, Bobby Humphrey playing the flute. Ain't No Sunshine, a cover of Bill Withers from 1971. And we started off with Men at Work and Down Under. Well, this is DJ Frederick coming to you from Radio Miami International with the Shortwave Music Library.
Black night,
black night,
black night,
black night,
so lonely and blue.
Black night,
band A Taste of Honey with a tune called Theme. Before that, we heard Cheryl Thompson and Black Knight. We started off with some funky chimes here on the Shortwave Music Library. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and next week we'll be back with another imaginary station. Until then, wishing you a good DX and 73. Thank you.